Good morning, and you're very welcome to another edition of the Bear Island Community Radio Voices from the Past recordings. This morning I'm with Cyril McNamara, who is the son of Bridget O'Neill, who was one of the contributors to the Bear Island School's folklore collection. We're recording this in my own house in Green Ann, and Cyril, you're very welcome. Thank you very much for talking to me and for the readings you're going to do for us.
Morning, Christine.
Can you tell me a little bit about your mother?
My mother, Bridget, was the second youngest of nine, born in Ardra East, Bear Island, 1924. She grew up with a big family. Father was a fisherman, come farmer, you know, always hardworking. She spent a lot of her time on a youth. She said she was baking brown bread, you know, with her mother, morning, noon and night, she more or less said, because a lot of lads in the house when she was young first. But then the eldest two, Jerry and Con, moved to England in the early 30s. And the third brother and John followed them in 1936. War looming then in the later 30s. I think John was avoiding conscription until eventually, I think the story had it that he hit a policeman outside a pub in Birmingham one night. And he had two choices, sign up or
Run home or jail.
Yeah, but I think he couldn't get home that stage. So he ended up signing up with the Northumberland Fusiliers. And he was involved in action afterwards in 1940-41 when the Allies were going through Europe. But the poor man was killed afterwards in Holland in October 1944. He was actually on the front line. It was with friendly fire really got him in the end. It was shell fell short. But Mom went to Holland in the 1970s. My brother was living there, working there at the time. But she always wanted to go to Holland. And she knew the general area that time, Overloon, near Arnhem. But after 3 days, I mean, she found a grave with his headstone, so she was delighted to see it again. Like, you know, it's just the headstone was there when the mass graves that time.
And she was the baby of the family, really. Well, at least the second youngest.
Vincey was the youngest. She grew up on the island after, like, but that was an awful blow to last time that she said the father and all was so upset that time because he never came back when he left. And he was quite a character, seemingly, like, but she carried on with life there. And eventually then when, after the British left, the Irish moved in. Father came in that time with the Irish Army the Engineer Corps. So, of course, all the dances were on and all the rest of it. And
a lot of women in Bear Island met their husbands, didn't they, at that time, the Irish Army moving in after the British had left.
Yeah, there was a lot that time.
And I guess the cohort that were doing the school's folklore collection were of a marriageable age whenever the Irish Army came. You know, they were looking
But 38, 40, like, she, you know, they'd been 17, 18 that time, then 1946, I think they got married. Like, the first three of the family were born here then. They were living first in the house they called the Red Bricks there, just in the East End. But then Dad had a job here then at the time, the barrack foreman here. But I think he was always going to get back to Cork to his own family, such as his sisters there, what have you. So the job came up in Ballincollig then. So in 1953, they moved up to Ballincollig. She was very upset to leave her island.
She was
that
forever
time.
Homesick.
Yeah, forever homesick, exactly. That every chance she got, she came on holidays and kids were dragged down here, obviously, you know. So we were delighted, of course, to get down here. So she just carried on. But she, like she said, forced me to go to Ballincollig. It was a miserable place that time. Like, it was not like today, you know. It was just a little pokey village that time. So, but she got on with it, and the rest of the family were born here then, eight. So I'm the youngest of eight. We always came down and we loved coming down to the uncles there and the fishing and the freedom of the island. It just came about in the last few years that I always came to Vincey when he was left on his own then, that I always loved coming down to Vince and what have you, and helping up in the farm whenever I could. But Vincey passed away, so he left me the house eventually 5 years ago. So we did up the house there now, and I'm here today now.
That's a lovely house. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, so we're delighted with it. Yeah. Jack, the local builder, did a great job on it. I hope to eventually retire here in another couple of years, you know, to move on down here. So.
And what happened to your mother and your father? So they moved to Ballincollig, and did your father die then before your mum?
He did. He was 8 years older like that time, so he passed away in 2002. So my mum was on her own then, dementia set in there towards the end. Okay. But any time I ever called out to her, the chat was always up Bear Island.
Of course.
You know, she went back to all her school days and, you know, everything else that her Lawrence's Grove and everything else that went with it, you know.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to hear some of those stories now, Cyril.
Fishing. Bear Island, being surrounded by the sea, has fishing as an important industry. In olden times, much more fish were caught because the people spent day and night at sea. At that time, they used to fish off the rocks as well as in boats and would catch just as much. When fishing off the rocks, a rod and line with a hook or two at the line's end were used. Those who fished in boats used to go miles away and stay out for a few days without coming home. Our ancestors chiefly fished around Blackball and Pullen because those two places were reckoned to be good fishing spots in Bantry Bay. They caught all kinds of fish, ling, hake, haddock, skate, mackerel, etc. And some of them were 4 or 5 feet long. They fished also by spillers by putting 6 score hooks on a line and each hook would be 6 feet apart. Lobsters were caught in the same way as they are nowadays by pots and bait inside them. Whiting was got in the bay and harbour and bream in places called ledges. Every morning at 5:30, the men would be out at the bream because they would not be so plentiful after sunrise, and at noon they would return with a boatload of fish. Festival customs. There are many customs carried out in Bear Island on certain days of the year. On June 23rd, which is St. John's Eve, bonfires are lighted near the potato garden so that the crop would be good and the smoke must blow over the garden. It is custom on May Day to bring in the gorse or a bit of hawthorn blossom. This must be brought in before sunrise and left in the house until the summer is gone. On May Eve, the people made a churn and put a portion of the butter away to keep. If any other churn would not make butter during the rest of the year, this special butter should be put into it. On this day also, the children make a special little altar to honour Our Lady, and summer flowers must be put on this altar during the month of May. On Michaelmas Eve, people go to visit the Holy Well and do so many rounds around the well to give honour to St. Michael. On Candlemas Day, candles are given to the church for the altar by the people. The lore of some certain days. Long ago, our ancestors would have a certain time for doing everything. Ploughing was always done in February so that the ground would be ready for planting the crops, and the potatoes were always planted before or around St. Patrick's Day. As soon as the fine days of summer approached, those who had houses to make, made them. When the house was built, the owner would not live in it for some time after. They would never go into a new house in Lent or at Christmas. The harvest of the geese was in September because at that time of the year the feathers would be falling off. The youth say if you pluck 7 geese for 7 years, you would have a feather bed for 7 years. You would have luck. Some used to plant oats on Tuesdays and Saturdays and wheat on Mondays, but very few had any special days for this work, only any fine day of the week.
So, Cyril, thank you so much for coming along and contributing to the Voices from the Past series. How did your life work out? You were the youngest of many children and you obviously loved your mother very much.
Yeah, absolutely, because Bear Island was always to the foremost in our house in Ballincollig. There was pictures everywhere and it was always spoken about, and she was always, you know, the letters come up from the uncles, what have you. So every chance in the summer we go down for our holidays, you know, so I always just love being down here. And you know, it was part of our life for as long as we can remember. Okay. You know, so being the youngest of 8, like, it was always busy at home and people were always coming and going. And, you know, the older lads, like, they all moved off to England and America for the summers. And, you know, but eventually we all came back to Bear Island again.
Of course,
you know?
Of course. Yeah. What did you do? What did you work at?
When I finished school, Brother John was just, they were just starting a rose nursery at the time. So I'd been working with the summer holidays, and so then went to England for a couple of years there to Worcestershire to a nursery, and came back again in 84-85. Then we started in Scarborough before eventually moving to Middleton. We bought our own property in Middleton and we're a wholesale nursery there, growing roses, fruit trees, ornamental trees. You know, we supply garden centres in around the country.
And you supply a lot of people in Bear Island with roses,
so
don't you?
So just the odd rose bush and apple tree makes its way to Bear Island too. Yeah, but okay. Like to say, they're fruiting away, like, once we get the salt air off them. You know, so any shelter spot they'll grow fine, you know.
Okay, so, Cyril, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for coming along and doing this.
For me to read the mother's essays, like, yeah, just to think that those essays were written when she was like 13, 14.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, so it's beautiful to come across them.
It's lovely.
Absolutely.
Thank you so
much. It's a pleasure. Thank you.